If your kids are already out of high school, you probably remember how confusing college planning was. Where do we even start? Fast Start to College is the guide I wish we'd had. Clear timelines, smart college lists, and real talk about money. If you know a family going through it now, send them our way. Visit www.faststarttocollege.com. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, it's James again, and you're listening to The Bible Within, part of the Real Without Religion podcast. And like always, we're not here to argue over history. We're here to ask, what is this story waking up in you? And this is the best way, and really the only way, to read the Bible. It's not an historical document. It was a spiritual document that details our lives and what's going inside of us eternally and internally. But let's be honest, I don't need archaeological proof that Jericho's walls fell, right? Because I've seen my own walls come down, and I've had a few that I've kept up way too long. So today, let's talk about what those walls are really made of, and what happens when they come down. So back to our story. The Israelites crossed the Jordan, and they made it through the wilderness, and you'd think that would be the finish line. But instead, they start staring at walls, thick ones, intimidating ones, walls so wide that they ran chariots across the top of them. And doesn't it feel like that sometimes? You finally break through to something big. You feel good about it, whether it be a healing, sobriety, honesty, growth, a new relationship, whatever. And then boom, here comes another barrier. Now, that doesn't mean that you missed it or messed up. It means you're right on time. And we've all experienced this. Because the closer you get to freedom, the louder that the old fear starts to scream. Now, here's the instructions that the source gives them. These are wild. There's going to be no siege. There's going to be no force. We're just going to walk around the city in silence once a day. And then on the seventh day, seven laps, and then just shout. Okay, that's not a war plan. That's a trust plan. And this whole thing isn't about strategy, honestly. It's about surrendering to the universe of what good things are coming your way. It's about rhythm and alignment. It's about timing. Now go back. The Red Sea didn't part until they moved. The Jordan didn't part until they stepped in. And this wall, it's not going to move until they walk it, feel it, face it, and release what's been pent up inside. But before we get to the fall, let's talk about a woman already tearing down her own wall from the inside. And if we skip her, we miss the whole point. Her name was Rahab, and the Bible says that she was a prostitute. Isn't it funny? Almost every woman in the Bible is a prostitute. Well, maybe, maybe not, she is. The Hebrew word can mean sex worker, but it also could mean innkeeper. So who knows? Either way, it doesn't matter. She was the kind of person religion would have kept out. But that's who God works through, right? She wasn't a warrior. She wasn't part of Israel. She was just a woman who said, I don't know everything, but I know the truth when I see it, and I want to be part of it. So as the story goes, she hid the spies. She lied to protect them. And finally, she tied a scarlet cord in her window. Not as a sign of shame, not a big A, but as a signal of alignment. Because Rahab didn't want to clean herself up. She didn't wait to be accepted. She just moved with what was real. And let me say this plain. So the first wall that fell at Jericho wasn't made of stone. It was the wall that said that people like her, that they don't belong in the story. I digress. Let's go back to the march. So 6 days of silence. I mean, can you imagine? No noise, no venting, no arguing about whether this even makes sense, just simply walking, one foot in front of the other. Not out of fear, but out of focus. Now remember, your mind says, and you start thinking about Israelites and back in the day and the guys with the helmets and everything, but this is your story. This is your story, okay? Focusing on the walls that are up in your life or surrounding you or blocking you from what you get, that's what we're talking about. Some things we can really do to make this happen is we can show up and not say a word. You know, the silence that they had, it wasn't passive. It was pregnant, full of tension and fire. And it was just release waiting to happen. You know, and some people are in that kind of silence right now, not stuck, just, you know, building up the pressure. And when it's time, what's inside is going to move something. So let's go back and talk about this wall. Where did it even come from? Well, we build it. We build it to feel safe. We build it when we were hurt or scared or just trying to make it. You know, walls of self-doubt or walls of performance or walls that say, I don't trust anybody to get close to me. Or even worse, walls that say, I don't deserve what's on the other side. And maybe those walls helped us at once. You know, I mean, sometimes you need to build up walls or resistance against things. But now they're just keeping us small. And the life you're meant to live? Well, guys, it's on the other side of that wall. So finally, on the seventh day, they go around seven times. And then came the shout. And they let it out. And I don't think this was a nice, ooh, hallelujah kind of shout. I don't think it was churchy at all. I think, God, it was everything they had held back for years. Every you're not enough and every maybe next time. Every lie that tried to keep them on the outside. That shout, man, that was a break. That was a soul level scream that said, I'm done living small. I'm done waiting to be allowed to do something. I'm done pretending that I'm not ready. The wall didn't fall because of the noise. It fell because of the truth that was behind the noise. And you know what? When those walls fell, Rahab was still standing. She and her whole family, safe. Why? Because she chose alignment before the miracle happened. She trusted what she couldn't see. She said yes to a God she hadn't been taught to fear because she felt something real. And isn't that the story of us all? Some have been written off by religion, countered out by the traditions of the church, but they still know what's true deep in their chest. And that's you today. You know it's time to leave the old system. You know it's time to drop the shame that you've been living with. You know it's time to trust that shout that's rising in you. So let's say this together, not for show, but like something's breaking open. I don't force my way forward. I walk and the wall falls. I don't force my way forward. I walk and the wall falls. I release what I've been holding. I'm not stuck. I'm just rising up. What fear built, my truth is tearing it down. I'm not shouting for attention. I'm shouting because I'm free. Say it again if you need to. Say it like Rahab. Say it like someone who's done asking for permission. The walls did what they were supposed to do for a while. They gave you structure. They gave me structure. I needed that in my life. You know, and they gave us something to lean on. But now they're in the way. And you know it. So no, we're not here to analyze the wall. We're here to let it fall. We're not here to let anything but stuff that's been holding us back to fall. Let the shame fall. Let the pressure fall. Let the survival patterns fall. Let the lie that says, you're not that kind of person fall. You've got a scarlet cord hanging in the window. You've already said yes. So let's go. You don't need to fight anything. You just need to trust, to walk, to shout, to receive. Now, thanks for being here, because if this episode lit something in you, send it to someone who's still staring at their wall, and come find us at realwithoutreligion.com for more. But until next time, stay grounded, stay open, stay real, and watch those walls fall. Namaste.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.